Every year for the last 40 years, the nonprofit American Rivers has issued a list of the country's 10 most endangered rivers. David Morick is a director at American Rivers. He explained the logic behind the designations.
It's a combination of the actual threat to the river, the importance of the river from a state, regional, or national perspective, and also often we'll take into account whether or not the threats facing that river are facing other rivers. Is it emblematic of a larger issue? But also making sure that there is a decision point that's happening this year that the public can engage in to make a difference for those rivers.
The threats are varied. Number one on the list of endangered rivers is the Colorado, threatened by climate change and water management policies that suck the river dry, according to the environmental organization. The Pearl River in Mississippi is number three. The group says it is threatened by a real estate development plan that would dredge and dam it. The Clark Fork River in Montana is number five. Previous industrial development has left it polluted with dioxins and heavy metals, and a cleanup still needs to happen, American River says. Coming at number eight is the Chilcat-Klehini River system. Morick cites mining as the biggest threat facing the river, specifically the Palmer Project, which is a proposed copper-silver-zinc mine near the headwaters.
We're really concerned about potentially contaminated wastewater discharges.
While mining has historically taken place in the Chilcat Valley watershed, the scale is not comparable. The next phase of the Palmer Project is to drill a mile-long exploratory tunnel under a glacier. This would displace large amounts of material and create copious water discharges. Haines resident Gershon Cohen is project director at Alaska Clean Water Advocacy. He was instrumental in getting the Chilcat on the national list. He says the discharge will be too close to important streams.
The area where they will be discharging, in their estimate, is 350,000 gallons a day of what will be a contaminated discharge, contaminated with heavy metals, with explosives residues, with hydrocarbons from the drilling process and all the vehicle equipment. That discharge is going to be literally adjacent to Glacier Creek, the second largest producing coho stream in southeast Alaska.
The American Rivers website encourages the public to send a letter to Congress about the river. The aim is to force the mining company to obtain a stringent surface water discharge permit. Federal standards would apply. Currently, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation requires a groundwater discharge permit. Cohen says this is not enough.
Chances are very high that that discharge is going to make its way to the river, which means that according to federal law, they're supposed to get a surface water discharge permit. A groundwater discharge permit, as they are now getting from DEC, does not require you to meet water quality standards. It has very little, if any, monitoring and enforcement. It's a very different permit than the federal permit, and we want DEC to do their job.
In a press release from American Rivers, Chilcat Indian Village President Kimberly Strong is quoted as saying, "Our ability to live off the land and continue to harvest the wild stocks of salmon, to hunt the bear, and gather the berries that grow in our traditional territory sustains us today, as it has since time immemorial. The natural riches of these lands and water have allowed our people not only to survive, but to thrive for untold generations. Endangering the Chilcat River ecosystem with a hard rock mine will have devastating effects on our tribal people that rely on the Chilcat River and Chilcat Valley as our sustainable food source." American Pacific Mining, who operates the Palmer Project, did not answer a request for comments. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremino.